Vayter in Shasra and Daf Chav Zayin, picking up on Chav Vav and Beis, about the bottom of the page, first word on the line. So we were talking about Ma'ilim V'loma Rinim. We go up in life and we don't go down. We raise our levels of Kedusha, and that's what every Yid's got to do. We have a little switcheroo over here. It says Amar of Papi Mishmei do Rava. So notice this is Rav Papi, and then we're going to see Rav Papa, who says a little differently. Amar Rav Papi Mishmei do Rava Mibei Kinnish Talabei Rabbanan. To go and switch something over from being a house of prayer to house of study, that's Shari. You can make something a shul into a base medrash. Mibei Rabbanan Mibei Kinnish, but to flip that, Asi, that's a problem. That's Rav Papi in the name of Rava. Rav Papa Mishmei do Rava Masi Ifcha. He teaches the opposite, that you're allowed to go and make a base. You can make a base medrash into a shul, but you can't make a shul into a base medrash. Amar Rava. How are we going to fix this little discrepancy here? Beep, turn the page. Chavzan Malaf. Kavaseder a papi mistab. It makes more sense to say like Rav Papi, right? Who says that you can that the shul is on the lower level, base kenes, base medrash is on higher. Dam Rav Yishob and Levi, base kenes is motela so base medrash. Says pretty straight up that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to make a shul into a base medrash. Shma mina. We see from here that like Rav Papi. We're going to now see a little discussion, which is going to show whether this which one is more kadosh, a shul or a base medrash. And darish bar kapara, what do we understand? How do we understand the pasuk which says in Malachim, v'yisuf es beis Hashem, v'es beis Hamelach, v'es kol bat Yerushalayim, v'es kol beis gadol sarf beis. He burned the house of Hashem and the king's house and all the houses of Yerushalayim, and every house he burned it with fire. Says Rashi Benivuzaradan Siv. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name. Right? One of the bad dudes. Beis Hashem, we break it down. What does it mean? It says Vayisrof Hashem that he burnt the house of Hashem? Ze Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech Ilupaltun Shamelech. This is talking about the palace of the king. So we have his house. We have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the king's house. V'yis kol bata Yerushalayim k'mashmon, like it sounds, like all the houses of Yerushalayim. V'yis kol beis gadol sarv be'ish, and then it says, in every beis gadol he burnt in fire. Now, what does that mean? V'yochanan v'yishub ben Levi, they say, v'machlokas, chadamar mokom shemagadlam b'torah, one says, when it says, v'yishub ben Levi, gadol sarv be'ish, it means makom shemegadlim bo Torah. That it means a place where they are megadol Torah, otherwise known as a base medrash. V'chad amr makom shemegadlo tefila. Another one say no, it's about the kinesios, it's the shuls. Man amr Torah, the one who says it's Torah. I'll tell you why, because the pasuk says the chesiv Hashem chafitz man tzidko yagdiel again of gadol there. Torah v'yadir. So we see that what Hashem loves is so much, therefore he wants to give us Torah and to become strengthened and to strengthen it. So we see that Torah is yagdiel. Man amr tefila, when it says it's tefila, the chesiv of a different pasuk. It says in Malachim also, that was in Yeshaya, the other one. Here it says, Malachim Saprna Hagadolos Asher Asa Elisha. Speak over the great things that Elisha did. Elisha Da'avad Berachame Hudavad. And the great things Elisha did, he did through Tefillah. So we see that one says it means Torah, one says it means Tefillah. The time of Shubin Levi, who Da'amar Makom Shemagadlam Torah. You can understand, you can figure out like who is who. This Machlokas, we can see who is who. The Rabbi Shubin Levi is one who says it's Teire. Da'amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, Basic Kenes. She says you're allowed to make a base kenes into a base medrash. Must be Shema Mina that he's the one who says that the godless is the godless of Torah. Okay, Vayter. Now, Avamachu Torah lo yikhu svarim. We're now going to get into a discussion, which we're going to try to bring an understanding of. Can I go and sell a sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah? We spoke about Ma'ilim Mekodesh going up, but can you go sideways? Can I sell a Torah in order to get another Torah? We're going to see four or five, I don't remember exactly, but a few different attempts to try to figure out the answer to this. And we are going to knock them all off and eventually end with, no, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to have another Sefer Torah. Not allowed to do it. Ibailu, Ibailu. So it said, Machu Torah, lo yichu svarim, you buy a Torah, you're not allowed to sell. If you sell a Torah, you're not allowed to use that money in order to go and buy svarim, which is nach, nevi'im, things like that. Ibailu, ma'un limkor sefer Torah, yosh and likach b'chadosh. Can you sell an old one in order to buy a new one? Kevin lo ma'ili le'i aser. Since you're not ma'ilin over here, therefore we should say it's awesome. You know, ma'ilin b'chadosh won't read it. Odom, kevin alecha l'aluye iluya, aluye iluya, chrina shabbatani. Or you say that since you're not able to go any higher than this, and therefore it should be mutter. In which case, we should think that you would be allowed to do it. So, Toshima, Tobo, Shima, Baba, Avamachu Torah, let's look at our Mishnah. Avamachu Torah, lo yichu svarim. If you sold a Torah, don't go and buy svarim. Svarim udalo. What about some mashmas that? You can't buy svarim. Ha Torah, betoyra, shapitami. Don't buy svarim, but you can buy another Torah. Mastisin Diav, it says Gemara Lav Davka. It says if you did sell it, then right. But we're not talking about that. You're allowed to do it. Lechatchila says Rashi Shemachru Kvar Kedigitani Machru Torah Mishemachli Mutar Likach Bedama Sefer Torah Shem Lav Ma'ichu Man. What are you gonna take from him? Ki Kami Bayilan Lemkol Lechatchila Likach. We don't know. Can you do it Lechatchila? Ki Kami Bay says Gemara Mastisin Diav. Ki Kami Bay Lechatchila Ki Kami Bayilan Lechatchila. We don't know Lechatchila. Can you do it? So number two. Toshima, 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 Toshima. Golilin Sefer Torah b'mitzvos chumashim. You're allowed to wrap up the Torah with the thing you use to wrap a chumash, like the individual books. V'chumashim b'mitzvos neviim k'suvim. You can wrap up the chumashim with a mitpachas of navi k'suvim. Avalo neviim k'suvim mitpachas chumashim. But you're now going to go and wrap up the neviim or k'suvim with that of chumash. Lo chumashim mitpachas sefer Torah. You can only raise the mitpachas, but not lower it and use it for something which is lower. Katani mi, that's what we still see nonetheless. That goal in sefer Torah mitpachas chumashim. You're allowed to wrap a Torah with that which you use for the chumashim, which means mitzvos chumashim in mitzvos sefer Torah low. You're only allowed to use something which is lower to raise it up, but you can't use a wrapper from another Torah to wrap this up, which comes to show you that clearly you're not allowed to go and sell it. It has to be on a higher level, and this is not a higher, it's an equal. It says Gemara, Lav Davka, knocking off number two, Hemisefa, look at the end of it, it says, V'lo chumashim mitzvos sefer Torah, it says you can't wrap a sefer Torah with a mitpachas of a sefer Torah, a chumash with the Sefer Torah, ha Torah b'Torah Shabbat. I mean, the Mashal stuff is you can. So therefore, we don't have a raya. Ela meha, leka lemishma mina. But we have mashmos, which goes in both directions. So number three, Toshima, Toshima, manichim Sefer Torah, gabi Torah. You're allowed to go ahead and put a Torah on top of another Torah. V'Torah gabi chumash, you give it a Torah on top of a chumash. V'chumashim gabi neviim uksuvim, you give it a chumash on top of neviim uksuvim. Aval is like the classic kids coming home from school, what they learned. You can't put a Navi and a Chumash. You can't put a this and that. Avalon Mugvim Uksuv Magabi Chumashim. Velo Chumashim Magabi Torah. You can't put on top of Torah. So says the Gemara, so what do we see? Velo Chumashim Magabi Torah comes to say you can't put a Chumash on that. And the Mashmo says you would be allowed to put a Torah on top of a Torah. Says the Gemara, not a Raya. Hanacha Kamar. What do you want to say? That Hanacha, the putting it lying on top of it, that's going to be your shtick of Torah that you brought a Raya from. Shiny Hanacha Del Efshar. Hanacha is different because there's nothing to do about it. What are you going to do? You put it. You have to put it somewhere, and therefore you need an area. There's no place to put it. Dilo Temach, because if you don't want to say that, then Michrach. And how are you able to go ahead and wrap up a Sefer Torah? How could you roll it? When you roll it, the pages are sitting on themselves. Rashi says, Daf Nigla Al-Chavero, it's wrapped up on itself. Since you're not able to, since you're stuck, therefore it's mutter to go and do such a thing. If you have no other option of your Sefer, you can put a Torah on top of the Torah, but not a Raya in any direction. Toshima, now we have number four. Let's try again. Dabar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel. Lo yimkar adam a Sefer Torah yashan likach bo chadash. A person should not sell a Sefer Torah, an old Sefer Torah, in order to buy a new Sefer Torah. Well, that seems to be pretty straightforward, doesn't it? So you can't. As you might know, hasa mishum pshusa. There, it's because we're word of pshia. Rashi says, Shema mishi yimkar shuv lo yikna. Mitokach yivsedo adam. You're going to sell the Sefer Torah. And then you're going to go ahead having intent to buy another, but you don't end up buying it. And therefore, we're worried that that's going to happen, so you can't do it. So kikamrinan kigon dechsiv umanach lifruke. So what really is the question? When it's written, and it's lying right there, ready to go. So therefore, you have everything in place, so you don't have to worry that you're going to be pshia. Rashi says, Shakasav kvar chadosh bebesa sofer. All that's missing is giving the money. My, what would be in such a case over there? Can you do it? Can you not do it? And that we didn't answer. So let's try again. Toshima. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. I think it's number five. Ain welcome Sefer Torah Ela Limo Torah Vilisha. You can't sell a Sefer Torah unless you're doing it in order to learn Torah or to get married. Rashi says Lisparnes Bo Kolome Torah, which means you need it Kishalome Torah in order to learn. You need to get Parnassus, so you sell the Torah in order to continue learning. Pesakatayitachtu didn't look no Sefer Torah. At this point, we're thinking, similarly, you should be able to do this in order to go ahead and to buy another Torah. Shma Mina Torah B'Torah Shaper Dami. You're allowed to do it. Says Gemara, maybe not. Dilma Shiny Limo. Maybe learning is different. You can't bring a Raya. limud, maybe the day ma'isa, because a person who learns, that brings a person to action. It brings them to actually keep the Heilige Torah, to start doing it. And therefore, that's higher. Isha nami, even when it comes to a woman, it's not a raya either. You know why? Because lo sahu v'ra, lo shevet sisara, the world, Hashem didn't create us, created to be nothing, to be empty. He made it in order to be lived in. And therefore, it makes sense to get married in order to have children. Aval Torah b'Torah lo, but to sell one Torah no for another Torah, lo, the answer is we have no raya, it is no good. Okay. After five attempts, we walk away with nothing, seemingly. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have the following b'risa. It says, Lo yimkar adam sefer Torah. You cannot sell a sefer Torah. Afal pishenu tzarech lo. Even if you don't need it. You got a bunch of sefer Torah sitting around. Rashi says, Sheyesh lo acha. You have another sefer Torah, still you can't sell it. Yasar, okay, more than that. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Afilu ein lo mal yochel. Even if a person doesn't have what to eat. The guy's starving. Now, it's not true. If he's actually starving, the guy needs to eat something, he can. But it means to say that a person is very little, still he can't. To machar sefer Torah, obito, if someone does sell his sefer Torah, or he sells his daughter, and we know that you're allowed to go out and sell the daughter, Eino roa simon bracha liolam. You're never going to see simon bracha from that. Rashi says, but osan adam, and from that money that you make. Interestingly, even though you're allowed to go ahead and sell your daughter off, seemingly it's not a good idea because you're not going to see simon bracha. All right, now, beautiful. So we tried five attempts to see what the din's going to be. Can you do it? We end up by saying, you cannot do it. If you did it, it'll work, but you're not allowed to do it. And similarly, the leftover money. We spoke about, let's say, I go ahead and I buy a sefer Torah with a certain amount of money. I have leftover money now. Can I use that for something else? Answer is no. It also has the same kedusha. You have to buy another sefer Torah, put it in a pushka, and save up to get more. This is only talking about when you go and you sell something which is kadosh, and now you have leftover money from that. Then the leftover money has the kedusha. But if you go and you collected money, Rashi says, Ma'us minatziwa, letzarech sefer Torah. Canoe, and then you bought it. Vinoser biyadan is left over. Minadamim mutil or bidon sharia. You're allowed to go out and bring them down the level. Sharia dain lo bo l'shimash kedusha chamur. It never had its level of kedusha. I suppose if you have a sefer Torah that you sell, that money, the kedusha is transferred onto it. But if you collect money, you don't have the kedusha on it yet. Once you buy it, something if you have left over, you can use it for something else. Avagolvim mesurim mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. Eisvei abaye comes along for exakashe. He says, really. Really, is that so? Because we have a braisa that kind of says the following. When is it true that you let it go ahead and that the leftover money has to be used in order to buy something kadosh shelo histu? That's only if you didn't make it tonight at the time you sold it. Rashi says, Shalo hisnu al menas lasos ritzoneinu min adamim. We didn't say, I want to do it on condition that I could use this money for anything. Aval hisnu, if you actually made that tonight, then afilu l'duchsusia mutter, even for duchsusia, we're going to see it. It means funds for a horse. You'll see what I mean in a minute. But the point is, you're allowed to use it even for something else. Before we nail in the question, the Gemara says, "Hey, Chidami, what is the Braisa talking about? Ilema shemachu v'sir. If you're talking about a case where you sell something kadosh and you have leftover money, then a kihisnu mayavi. Making it tonight, how does that help anything? The high Rashi says, "High deme kedusha hein. The Torah was kadosh, is kadosh. You sell it, the kedusha goes on to the money. What do I care if you made it tonight? Then make a tie. Ella shagavu v'sir. We must be talking about a case where you collected all the money and you have leftover money. In such a case, then you're allowed to use it for whatever you want if you made the tonight. So time of the histu, now we have the kasha. Time of the histu only because you made it tonight. Halos nu lo, if you didn't make the tonight, then no, you're not allowed to use it for anything. Oh, so we know Rava said not like that, that if even without a tonight, you're okay. Says Gemara, no. Li olam shamachu v'osiro. Really, what are we talking about in a case where you take something kadosh like a sefer Torah and you sold it and you have money left over. You sold the Torah for 50,000, for 40,000, and if you have left, you sold the Torah for 50,000, you bought a new one. For 40,000, you have 10,000 left over. And that's the case we're talking about. Machu bo'osiru. V'achyam is going to say, B'med d'var mamurim, shalo hisnu shiva tovi ha'ir, b'mayimid anche ha'ir. What are we talking about? The case of the Mishnah is where you have the seven shiva tovi ha'ir, which means like the people that are representing the people that take care of the business, b'mayimid anche ha'ir. While the other people, the people of the town are standing there, that it can be used for something else. If you had them going out and standing there, and they did that, then it's mutter even to use it for duchsusia. Which is pretty amazing. What we're talking about here is that you sell, let's say something kadosh, it's 50,000, you sell it, And I came the example I gave before about the Sefer Torah and another Sefer Torah, obviously you can't do that, right? We said you're not allowed to do that. But we're talking about you sell a chumash, you know, individual one for $50,000, you're buying a Sefer Torah, which is more kodesh for $40,000, you have $10,000 left over. If you made it tonight at the time of the sale, the Shiva Tavir in front of all the town, then even the $10,000 that's left over can be used for anything, even the Dususya. Now, let's figure out what this means. What in the world is this word? Did you hear from Rav Sheshes what that word means? Amalei says, Hachim, Rav Sheshes, of course. Rav Sheshes says, Parsha Demasya. It's the Rashi says, Bnei Ha'ir Sochrin Adam, they rent a guy who's a Rochiv Sus, he rides a horse. It's like a delivery man. They have this guy, he has his horse, and that guy, in order to pay for him to bring messages back and forth, he's the one who's known as the D'chsusya, Lashon Sus in the middle over there. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Hilka Chaitzub Rabbanan, you have these young rabbis, the Shamalei Milsav, Lo Yod HaPirusha, they heard something, they don't know what the Pshat means. L'shaya L'kamei, the Shriach Kamei Rabbanan, go ask someone who's next to the rabbis, who hears the rabbi speaking a lot. D'lo Efsha, D'lo Shmelei Min Gavar Rabba. Not possible that people hang out amongst the great people that didn't hear a pshat of what it means. We're moving on to another inyan over here. If you have the people of a certain city, and they go to another city, Upasko Aleim Sadaka, and when they get there, what happens? The people in that town that they're visiting now, they go out and they paskalim tzedakah, and they make them give tzedakah that they can go give to the people in the town. Nostin, they go ahead and they do it. They go out and they have to give tzedakah. Rashi explains that Nostin osa legabai osa ir kidei shelo yechashdom beposkim ve'enu nosnim. Shouldn't be that people suspect them of not giving their share towards tzedakah, even though we're going to see in a minute that they get it back, but they go ahead and they're giving it for the chashad. Ukashem bayin, and when they are literally bayin means coming, but means they're going back. Rashi says v'chozen l'mkoman tovin osam min agabayin. Rashi says last Rashi u'mefarnesin ba ani ir, and they come back and say give us back that money, you know, like the VAT, and whether we can go now and give it to the ani ir to our city people that are poor. Mivino soyman, they go and they get it back. U'mefarnesin ba ben iran. Ani Yair, and they could do that. Now, Tanya Mechibai supports this, that Bnei Yair, Shalchali, Recherzi, you have people in a certain town that go to another town, Apostolim, Tzaka, and they make them pay the Tzaka, no, so they give it. When they go, they have to take the money back with them. The Yachid, however, when you're dealing with a particular case of a Yachid, Shalchali, Recherzi, Apostolim, Tzaka, if you have one person who goes to another place and they make him pay the money, it's given over to the people of that city. The people of that city actually get to be able to use it, the poor people. Rav Huna Gazer Tanisa, and now we have a story which brings out the idea. Rav Huna once made a fast. Rav Huna Gazer Tanisa. Ol gabei Rav Chana bar Chaniloi v'chol b'nei Masei. Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and his town, people, they came in order to be part of the fast that was going on over there. It's nice. Ramo Lai Tzedakah. So he said, all right, give us some tzedakah over here. Viovu, they gave him tzedakah. Kibor Lemesi, when they went to go, Amalei, he said to him, okay, no svinan lan ma'ar v'nezo, give us back our cash and we're going to leave. When the fire is ban yeh mal, since we can go and give tzedakah to the people in our city. Amalei said back to him, Tanina, we learned in a b'raisa, b'medvar, when is it true that you get your money back? When you come and you give the money and you get it back, B'she'ein sham, beep, turn the page, chaver ear. When you don't have a person who is, Rashi explains, Talmud Chacham, hamis asik b'tzarchei rabbim. Talmud Chacham, who's the one who's taking care of all the funds. Aval yesham chaver ear, if there is someone like that, and then tinasan lechaver ha'ir, you give it to him, and he gets to keep it. V'chol she'kein da'anye didi, v'didchu alai simiche. And Kolshkin, this type of case, because not only do I take care of my city, but I take care of the people also in the other cities as well, your city also, and therefore you go and you leave the money with me. Okay, Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah. Ein mochin eshel rabim liyachid. You can't sell for that which belongs to the rabbim to the yachid. You have a shul, belongs to everyone. You can't sell to one person and make his own personal shul. Mipnei shemarino samikidush also, because you're lowering it from a sanctity. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Hamilo, they said, im kein, aflom ir gadol ir katan. If that's what you want to say, then you're also not allowed to do it from a big city to a small city.
which, as we're going to see now, is the, not the case. Of course, you could sell from a bigger city to a smaller city, so therefore you should also be allowed to sell it from a rabbim to a yachid. Says Gemara, Shapir Kamar Le Rabbanan Le Mayor. The Rabbanan had a good kasha when they said to her mayor, for mayor, what's he going to say back? Meir Gadol Le Kitana, he says, now listen, what he's doing from a big city to a small city, Meikar Kadisha, Hashtanami Kadisha. It was originally Kadosh because it had Kadusha there, Dvarm Shek Badusha Bida, a majority of 10 people. And now it still has Kadusha. Miram Le Yachid, when you do it from Ram to Yachid, like a Kadusha, you don't have Kadusha anymore. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Shein Omer Dvarm Shek Badusha Pachaz Meisara. You can't do Dvarm Shek Badusha less than a Sala, like we saw back in Chav Gimel. So what's going on, Rabbanan? What do they say back? They say, if you're really worried about such an idea, you should be worried about the following thing as well. We know there's an idea that when you have more people with the multitudes, there is greater Hadras Melech, Kedusha, Hadar, Ozva Hadar, glory, a glorification for the Melech, for the king. So, when you go and you give it to less people, then it's less glorification for the king. And we know that we don't have a problem with that. So we shouldn't have a problem with this either. And Rashi explains that, by the way, even though we're going down from hadras of a lot of people to little people, we know that the money is going to be used for is going to be used in order to, for us to Kedusha as well. So therefore, is not worry about that. So we're ending pretty much saying that it should be not a problem to go ahead and sell it from a rabbim to a yachid. This is nishkin in issue. This should be beseder. Zok the next Mishnah. Ein mochim beis hakneses el al tanai. You can't sell a shul unless you do al tanai. She'im yirtzu, if you want, yechziru, you should be able to get it back. Divrei Meir. Hazakizuk Rabbi Meir. V'chacham amram, they say, mochim nosam mimkar olam. You could sell it indefinitely. Chutz me'arba devarim, except for the following four things. L'merchatz, you can't sell it as a bathhouse. L'borsiki, you can't sell it as a place where they tan things. That means not like you, your body tanning, but you tan the hides of an animal. L'tevil, to make a mikvah, l'beis hamayim, or to use the base hamayim, which Rashi says means the kavisi, you know, the base meyoglayim, to a place where they use like a laundromat or to use it as a urinal. Says Rashi, elal tanai vafilu mirabim lerabim aser b'meir mechira chalutin. The derech bizayon who klomer einam ba'inu be'inav klum. It's a derech bizayon to go out and be able to sell something like this because it makes it look like, oh, I don't need the shul anymore. It's not the right proper cover for the shul, and that's why he says it's got to be done al tanai. Chachamim say memkar olam. Rashi says. Hold on, I got a Jimmel on the scene. Bach adds in the word ve'afilu afilu yachid or l'chol tashmish chutz midal dvarim. You can even go and sell it in Memkar Olam to a Yachid, as long as it's not for one of these four things, as we just mentioned over here. Rabbi Huda says, mochenusal l'shem chatzer, you could sell it for a chatzer. Yeah, you say that. V'alokech mashir tiyaseh, and the one who buys it, he can do whatever he wants with it. That's not my problem. Once I sell to you, you do whatever you want with it. Ula Rebbe Meir, we said to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir said in the Mishnah that when he goes and he sell, when you sell it, you have to sell al tanai. You're able to go ahead and get it back, so it's not like a bizayun for it. So now let's take a look and see. Rebbe Meir, heichi dayriba. How can the person who goes ahead and they buy it, how are they able to live in it in the meantime? We know there's something known as a ribbis. What's ribbis? Ribbis is that if you lend me money. Now I say to you, I say, hey, can I borrow $100? And you give me $100. And then I return to you $100. But also, besides the money that I return to you, you also get something else. You get something else in addition to it. And it's because of the whole sale that you ended up getting it. So that's called ribbis, and that is usser in the Torah to do such a thing. So if I go ahead and I buy a shul from you, but it's al tanai that you could buy it back. So in the meantime, I use it, and then you buy it back. What ends up happening is it's like lemafreya. It ends up being that it was like a loan because you gave me, I give you money for the shul. You take it back the shul, which means that you give me back the money. So it's like I lent you the money, and I got to use the shul in the meantime. Ha'avili ribbis, Rabbi Meir, heichi dayriba. How could I have used it in the first place? Ha'avili ribbis. I'm now getting enough from this. It's like ribbis. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar tzad echa b'ribbis mutter. In a regular case of a loan where I lend you money and then you give me back the money, so that's basically only the only option that exists. But when you have another option, let's say you sell me the shul, I buy the shul from you, you might take it back, you might not take it back. Since you might not take it back, it's just an option to take it back, then that's on side echad. It's only one possibility. So in a case of one possibility, therefore it's going to end up being, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that's mutter. The times you're willing to Braisa. Hare no shahaya no shah, these are all gemaras above metziah. Let's say someone goes ahead and he lends his friend a money. And I lend you $100. And you give me a piece of land just in case you don't pay me back. That land belongs to me. I get that land. If it happens to be that when the one who sold it, he's able to take the fruit from it. So in other words, I give you $100. I give you, Bob, $100. Now, Bob gives me his land. If Bob can take the stuff that's on the field the whole time, then mutter. Everything is okay over here. There's no problem because I don't owe you anything. You owe me something. So you taking something in the meantime has no issue of any ribbis. Lokeach ochel, that peros. But what happens if I, who gave you money, I give you $100, you give me the field, and I eat from that field in the meantime, then usser. That's going to end up being usser. Because when you end up giving me back my money, I ate all that fruit in the meantime, that's known as ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, I feel lokeach ochel peros. Mutter, even if I go out and I take it, it's going to be mutter, right? Because like we said a minute ago, we're going to see now, it's a tzad echad. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa Abesus ben Zunan, sorry. There's a story about this fellow, Sha'asa Sadeo Mecher. This whole process happened. Sha'asa Sadeo Mecher, Alpi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he ended up giving his field over when he brought $100 from somebody. So again, I would be the one who lent him $100, and he gave me his field. And he did this all under the auspice of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Vilokei Rochel Peros Haya, and I ended up going ahead and eating the fruits. So we see that ended up working out. So Amr Lo, so the Chacham said, Misham Rai, bring a Rai from there. Mocher ocha perusaya velo lokeach. You got the story wrong. It was Baisus himself who was taking it, and not the guy who he gave it to. So you don't have a raya. Says Gemara, my benayu. What's the between them? Tzad echad beribis benayu. The question of tzad echad beribis. That's the discussion between the two. Ma'ar savar tzad echad beribis mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter, and therefore that's how he understood the story. Ma'ar savar tzad echad beribis aser, and therefore he had to understand the story differently. That it couldn't have been that the one who lent him the money was eating from the fruits, but it had to be the one who gave over the land was. Rava comes in, he says, nope, the kuli amat tzadech of ribbis aser. Everybody agrees tzadech of ribbis is going to be aser. V'hacha ribbis amanas lahachzir ikah benayu. The question here is, I go out and I lend $100 to this guy Baisus. Baisus gives me the field. And now, can I eat from this? The answer is, That is still a problem, according to the way we're understanding here, is that everyone says tzad echad beribis is going to be aser. However, the question is, can I eat from the field? And if he ends up paying me back, then I'll return to him the stuff that I ate, in which case, lemefreya, it'll end up being, it will fix the issue. Can you fix it? That would be Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Sabanas Lachser is mutter, you could do such a thing. Umar Savar, the other one being the Rabbanan, they say, oh, sir, you're not allowed to do such a thing, period. But just to understand where we were, it gets back on the map. This was what we were discussing. Can I go ahead? Rabbi Meir said, when you sell a shul, you can only sell it with condition that you can end up going and using it in the meantime. And Rabbi Meir, the question is, how can you do such a thing? Isn't it ribbis? So we explained he's going in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that he said, tzad echad ribbis is going to be mutter, and therefore it's not a problem. Or the way Rava explains it, that if he ends up, they end up buying the shul back, then they'll pay them, so to speak, for like the time that they used in it. That is the discussion over there, and that's how Rabbi Meir is working. You could tell it indefinitely. There is no problem. Then now the Gemara is going to go into the end of that, the continuation of that part of the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to sell it for certain things, though. You're not allowed to use the shul that was bought for certain things, and one of them is you can't use it to a place to machan a piyush. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, even that's going to be okay. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Motel Adam Hashtin Mayim B'toch Dalat Amash Al Tefillah, it is motel for a person to go and take a leak within 4 amos of where they davened. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, save my Kamash Malam, what exactly is the Chiddush here? Tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mochen Osa, L'shum Chatzer, you could sell it for a Chatzer, but Lokech Mashir Tziyas, and the person who buys it, he can do whatever he wants with it. He could even make it a place to machen a pish. But filu rabbanon lo karmi ela beis hakneses. And even the chachamim, who say you're not allowed to do that, the kaviya kedushasay, they say that the kedusha is there. It's kava. It's always there. Aval dalid amos the lo kvi kedushasay. But when it comes to 4 amos, the lo kvi kedushasayu. Only thing which was a shul is a problem, not a place where you daven, though. There's no kaviyah of kedusha in a place where a person davens that needs to walk 4 amos away and do it. Lo, even he would say that there's not an issue over there, and a person can go out and they can machen a pish after they go out and they daven in a certain place. So what's the chiddush over here? We can learn it straight up from the Mishnah. Tana kamei, the Rav Nachman. They came along, they spoke at Braises in front of Rav Nachman. We've seen this lashon many times. Tana kamei. Whenever you have that, there was a person who would make sure that they knew all the Braises and they would speak at all the different Braises. So it's Tana kamei in front of Rav Nachman. They said, I'm a spalel, marchik, dalad, amos, amashin. Someone who goes and they daven, you should move 4 amos away where you davened, and then you can machen a pish. The amashtin, and someone who machen a pish, marchik dalat amos mispalel, he should go ahead, he should move 4 amos away, and then he can go ahead and he can speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar lei, so he said to him, the Rav Nachman, he's saying back to him, bishul amashtin, marchik dalat amos mispalel. I understand that someone who goes to machen a pish, he has to go 4 amos away and then daven, right? To Tanina, because we have a Mishnah. Kama yarchik mehem uminat soa. How far does a person have to go out and distance himself from this and from soa? This, my friends, throw back to brachos of chav beis, chav gimel, chav dal, chav hey, all those brachos, all the gemaras there. How does a person have to marchik from soa? It says dalat amos, elam espalil. But to say that someone who daven, the marchik dalat amos, amashtan, he's to now distance himself 4 amos and then machen a pish, lomali, was the pshat, a person davens. And he finishes davening. Just go right there. Iachi, if you're telling me that the place that a person davens, that he has to move himself away, then you made it some level of Kedusha, then Kadeshtinu Lekulu Shvile Narda. You just sanctified the entire every place in Narda. Rashi Shein Lecha Dal and Amos Ben, Shlo Espalu Ben Ovi Durachim. There's going to be every place there. We have people that are davening. So you can't tell me that. So says Gemara, Tani Yishe. Don't think it means you have to walk away down Amos, but you should wait the amount of time that it would take in order to walk 4 Amos away from there. Bishlam Amashin Yeshakadi look Dalat Amos and someone machs the pish, you should wait the amount of Dalat Amos. Mishum Nitsa after a person pitches, sometimes you have nitzotzos, drops coming out. Shalo yitnefu begadav benitzotzos shaba amoso. You shouldn't get all dirty over there. And therefore, you should wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 hours. Shem nitzotzos el mispalel. What do daven do? The yishik the hilul dalat amos lomeli. You already davened. Why should you have to wait the amount of time 4 hours to go out and machapish? Amar Rav Ashi, you should call dalat amos tefilos aser b'piv. Because even when you're done davening, you still have like remnants of tefila on your mouth. Ve'rechushe merachshin svasei, and your lips are still moving from the tefila itself, like you're finishing it off, and therefore you should wait dalat amos until you go ahead and continue. And you go machapiyash. The Gemara is going to now to a classic Gemara about how come you lived so long, Gemara? How did you do such a thing? It starts off something to do with machapiyash, and that's why we bring it up over here. Shalom tamid is Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh. That's Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh. Bamerech the yomim. How is it that you lived for so long? What's the pshat? Beis a schus. Says Rashi. Amar lahem. He says to him, Miyamai lo hishtanti b'mayim. Sochtar amos atzvila. I never pished within 4 amos of an idam. Velo chinisi shem lechaveri. And I never gave my friend a nickname. I never called someone a name that he didn't like. Tosus brings down that we're talking about afilu kinoi delavi genai, even if it's not a nickname that's not a genai. Rashi, Tosus continues, says v'hadar minan bab metziyat afnum chesam abeis da mechaneshim lechavero ein lo chelikom haba. Someone who goes and gives a nickname to the friend, they have no chelikom haba. Hayne bekinu shal pega mishpacha. That's something which is negative, something which is really bad. V'lo bitalti kiddush hayom, and I was never mevatel kiddush of yom. I always made sure to make kiddush on Shabbos, and Rishonim say means over wine. Ima zekena haisali. And he says that he had an older mother,
And Pamachas, one time, Macha Kippa Shebarosha. She sold her kippah on her head. Rashi says it means it's the if a kerchief, but some people apparently think that literally. They view the kiddush yom, and she brought me kiddush so I can go ahead and I could do this, my custom. Tana kishemesa, when she died, when the mama died, inichalo gimel meos garbiyim, she left over 300 barrels of wine for him. Kishemes who, when he died, inichalo barav shilshes alofim garbiyim, he left over 3,000 barrels of wine for them. Rav Huna have asir risa v'koy kameh derav. Rav Huna wasn't wearing a normal belt. He took off his belt, or he didn't have his belt with him, but he was asir risa, which means he asir like matir asurim that releases the bound. He bound himself. He wrapped himself in risa v'koy kameh derav. He stood in front of Rav risa. Rav says a min gemi. We have over here. What's the dos over here? Chagor esev. Rashi says it was made out of grass. He had a grass belt. He stood in front of Rav. Amalei, so he said to him, my high, what's the pshat? Where's your normal belt? Amalei, love the kiddush. I didn't have wine in order to go ahead and get kiddush. It's a bach, adds in some stuff over here. That chamer li kiddush. I didn't have wine in order to make kiddush. Umishkante leminyana, and I gave my belt as a mashkin in order to be able to get money to pay for it. Va'asabe kiddusha, and I bought kiddush. Amare, so he says back to him, Yehei Rava, desitum bishirai. Yehei Rava is a lashon of Yehi Ratzon. May it be the will of Hashem that you should be covered with silk. Rashi says, sasum umechusa b'me'ilin, you should be covered over with these things. Sitmum. Plishtim tagumo tumunin plishtai. You should be like covered in it and buried in it. Ki ichlal Rabba Berei, when his son Rabba got married, Rashi says kishenichas l'chupa, Rav Huna inish gutzah. Rav Huna was short. He was a small person. And Gana Apurya, he was lying down on the bed. He was sleeping on the bed. And Asib and Asif say his daughters and his daughter-in-law came and Shalchem v'shadu manayu alayu, and they threw their clothing on him and they were made of silk. Rashi says, how you postos big day, and that means they took it off and they threw it on him. Ad itum shirai, until he was covered over with silk. Shama Rav, ikbid Rav, the one who gave him the bracha, you heard about this, he got upset. Amar says, my taima, lo amart li ki birachtich, v'chein lamar. Why didn't you say at the time that I gave you the bracha, v'chein lamar, you too. Rashi says, afatote mufurach lekach shema haya eis ratzim v'diskayim av bi. Maybe it was eis ratzim, it would happen even with me. Why didn't you go out and give me the same bracha? Always make sure if someone gives you a bracha, say v'chein lamar. Last one, shalut for today. Shalut hamidav shabi elozam and shemua abamerach liyam. And why did you have such a long life? From Lem, he said to them, miyame lo asisi kampandaria lebeis hakinesa. I never made the shul as a shortcut. Rashi says, mikatzer hilucho derech beis hakinesa. V'lo pasati al roshei am kadosh. And I never stepped over, literally over the heads of the holy nation. Rashi explains what that means is kishoya talmidim bebeis hamedrash, when they were studying bebeis hamedrash al gabi karka, everyone sitting on the floor, holech al gabi misibasan leishev misivasan leishev lemkomo, and you would want to walk through to get to your place near kapasei rashi am, it looked like you're stepping over their heads. Velona satsi kapa belabracha, and I never did a birchas kohen, and I never lifted up my hands without making a bracha. Before the kohen does birchas kohen, they say the bracha of asher kiddushanim mitzvos b'kiddushaso shel Aaron, etc. So he never did, he always made sure to do that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great, great day.